In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today, proclaiming the Word of God. I'm telling you that you don't have to be afraid. You don't have to be afraid. You were ransomed by the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. He rose from the dead. He's at the Father's right hand, and he's praying for you. Do you know that today? It tells us in the Bible 365 times, fear not. You were ransomed by the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. And I want to pray also for Danny Floyd, who has been sick. I ask you, Father, in the name of Jesus, that you would heal him. You would heal him now, that he would have no more distress. In the name of Jesus, amen. I'm looking at the 21st chapter of Matthew, verse 33. Listen to another parable. There was a landowner who planted a vineyard, put a fence around it, dug a wine press in it, and built a watchtower. Then he leased it to tenants and went to another country. Now, what is this landowner going to be looking for? At harvest time, he's going to be looking for grapes. When harvest time had come, he sent his slaves to the tenants to collect his produce. But the tenants seized his slaves, beat one, killed another, and stoned another. Who's he talking about? Talking about the prophets. They were killed, even though they were speaking the word of God. Again, he sent other slaves, more than the first, and they treated them in the same way. Finally, he sent his son, Jesus, to them, saying, "They will respect my son." But when the tenants saw the son, they said to themselves, "This is the heir. Come, let us kill him and get his inheritance." How sick minds can be. How sick, how we need that the Holy Spirit would manifest in our minds, that we'd not be looking at crazy stuff and want to kill people, want to hate people. So they seized him, threw him out of the vineyard and killed him. That's Jesus. Now, when the owner of the vineyard comes, what will he do to those tenants? They said to him, "He will put those wretches to a miserable death and lease the vineyard to other tenants." Who are they? The Gentiles, who will give him the produce at harvest time. Jesus said to them, "Have you never read the scriptures? The stone which the builders rejected," Jesus, "has become the cornerstone. This is the Lord's doing, and it's amazing in our eyes. Therefore, I tell you, the kingdom of God will be taken away from you, from the Jewish people, and given to a people that produces the fruits of the kingdom. The one who falls on this stone will be broken to pieces, and it will crush anyone whom it falls." When the chief priests and the Pharisees heard this parable, they realized that he was speaking about them. They wanted to arrest Jesus, but they feared the crowds because the crowds regarded Jesus as a prophet. I'm telling you, things haven't changed. Things haven't changed. I remember what happened at the land in Midway. People were coming to pray. People were coming to be healed. People were coming, and, you know, the sun was spinning, but I had them look at the Son of God, S-O-N. And, you know, we were put on trial, said that Father Tom and Sister Margaret and Margaret are looking for glory for themselves, and it had nothing to do with us. God was working, and they wouldn't let God work. Same with the picture at Milton, picture of our Blessed Mother and the child. They don't let us work. They're afraid. They're afraid of the miraculous. I tell you, We need the miraculous. We need that God would pour out His Spirit on His people and do the miraculous. He's promised us, greater things than these will you do, because I go to the Father. Greater things. Once more, Jesus spoke to them in parable, saying, the kingdom of heaven may be compared to a king who gave a wedding banquet for his son. Now, we must remember the wedding in Israel is different than it is in Boston. In Israel, it's the groom. It's all about the groom. The bride waits for the groom to come and get her. He sent his slaves to call those who had been invited to the wedding banquet, but they would not come. That's the Jewish people. Again, he sent other slaves, saying, tell those who have been invited, look, I have prepared my dinner. My oxen and my fat calves have been slaughtered, and everything is ready. Come to the wedding banquet. But they made light of it and went away, one to his farm, another to his business, and the rest seized his slaves and mistreated them and killed them. The king was enraged. That's Jesus. He sent his troops, destroyed those murderers, and burnt their city. Then he said to the slaves, the wedding is ready, but those invited were not worthy to go, therefore, into the main streets and invite anyone you find to the wedding banquet. Those slaves went out into the streets and gathered all whom they found, good and bad. So the wedding hall was filled with guests. I tell you, Jesus is still inviting us that we would give our lives to Him. Jesus is still inviting us that we would surrender our lives to Him. Jesus is inviting us to the wedding banquet. He is the groom. The church is the bride. The bride is to be singing songs to the groom, making the groom happy. I tell you, the groom is Jesus Christ. The bride is the church. How the bride needs to worship the groom. How the bride needs to worship the groom. But when the king came in to see guests, he noticed a man there who was not wearing a wedding robe. And he said to him, friend, how did you get in here without a wedding robe? The wedding robes were provided by the guest. And he was speechless. Then the king said to the attendants, bind him hand and foot and throw him into the outer darkness. There they will be weeping and gnashing of teeth, for many are called, but few are chosen. I tell you, are you one of the chosen ones? Are you broken and you need Jesus Christ? Then you're one of the broken ones. And what do you need to do? Call upon the name of the Lord. Anyone who calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How we need to call upon the name of Jesus, the great high priest, whoever lives to make intercession for us. Do you know who He is? Do you know Jesus? Do you have an encounter? Have you had an encounter with the living God? Have you had an encounter with Jesus? Chapter 22, verse 15. Then the Pharisees went and plotted to entrap Him in what He said. So they sent His disciples to Him along with the Herodians, saying, teacher, we know you are sincere and teach the way of God in accordance with truth, and you show yourself difference to no one, and you do not regard people with partiality. Tell us then what you think. Is it lawful to pay taxes to the emperor or not? They're trying to mess his brain up. But Jesus, aware of their malice, said, why are you putting me to the test, you hypocrites? Show me the coin used for the tax. And they brought him a denarius. And then he said to them, whose head is this and whose title? The emperor. The emperor's head. Then he said, give therefore to the emperor the things that belong to the emperor, and to God the things that are God's. But what are God's? Everything. My voice is God's. My song is God's. My hearing is God's. My eyesight is God's. Everything has been given to me as a gift from God. When they heard this, they were amazed, and they left him and went away. Why? Because they were hypocrites. They were hypocrites. And Jesus just said what he needed to say. Give to the emperor the things that belong to the emperor, and give to God the things that belong to God. Verse 23 of 22 chapter. The same day some Sadducees came to him, saying, there is no resurrection. Remember, the Sadducees are sad, you see, because they don't believe in the resurrection. And they asked Jesus a question, saying, teacher, Moses said, if a man dies childless, his brother shall marry the widow and raise up children for his brother. Now there were seven brothers among us. The first married and died childless, leaving the widow to his brother. The second did the same, and also the third, down to the seventh. Last of all, the woman herself died. In the resurrection, then, whose wife of the seven will she be? They're trying to trick Jesus. And Jesus talks about there's not giving marriage in the kingdom of God. There's no giving marriage and taking marriage in the kingdom of God. For all of them had married her. Jesus answered them, you are wrong because you know neither the scriptures nor the power of God. I tell you, these things go together. The scripture and the power of God. You shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. And you shall be my witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, and Samaria, and throughout all the ends of the earth. For in the resurrection they neither marry nor are they given in marriage, but are like the angels in heaven. And as for the resurrection of the dead, have you not read what was said by God? I am the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. He is the God not of the dead, but of the living. We serve the God of the living. Do you know that? Do you know that he sent his only Son into the world so that we might have eternal life? And how did that eternal life come? By his death and resurrection. And by how do we receive it? In faith and in baptism. Oh yes, baptism is very, very important. Faith and baptism receives the things of God. And when the crowd heard it, they were astounded at his teaching. When the Pharisees heard that Jesus had silenced the Sadducees, they gathered together. One of them, a lawyer, asked him a question to test him. Teacher, which commandment in the law is the greatest? He said to him, you shall love the Lord your God with your whole heart, with your whole soul, with your whole mind. This is the greatest and the first commandment. And the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. Do you love God with your whole heart, your whole soul, your whole mind, your whole strength? Do you love your neighbor as yourself? We need to be changed by the Spirit of God. Somebody came to me today and told me that they were angry. So I said, forgive the person that makes you angry. Forgive. You have to forgive them. You don't have to be their best friends, but you have to forgive them. The question about David's son. Now, while the Pharisees were gathered together, Jesus asked them this question. What do you think of the Messiah? Whose son is he? They said, the son of David. He said to them, how is it then that David by the Spirit calls him Lord, saying, the Lord said to my Lord, sit on my right hand until I put your enemies under your feet. David thus calls him Lord. How can he be his son? No one was able to give him an answer, nor from that day on did anyone try to ask him any more questions. They're trying to get Jesus confused. But Jesus is perfect knowledge. Jesus is perfect insight. And he knows that these people are hypocrites. These people want to condemn him. They want to put him to death. But let me tell you, they will put him to death, but his death will come out in the resurrection of the dead. I tell you, we serve a God who died, shed his blood for us, and who rose from the dead. Chapter 23. Then Jesus said to the crowd and to his disciples, "The scribes and the Pharisees sit on Moses' seat. Therefore," when it's therefore, you're going to see what it's there for, "do whatever they teach you and follow it, but do not do as they do, for they do not practice what they teach. They tie up heavy burdens, hard to bear, and lay them on the shoulders of others, but they themselves are unwilling to lift a finger to move them." The church teaches us that we are not to put burdens on people's shoulders. We are to preach the truth, but not to put burdens on people's shoulders. Let's say someone who had an abortion. The church teaches that they can easily be forgiven if they repent. If they repent. We cannot say that abortion is not evil. It kills a child in the womb. But the woman who had 5 abortions can be forgiven by the blood of Jesus as they go to confession. They do all their deeds to be seen by men, for they make their phylacteries broad and their fringes are long. They love to have the place of honor at banquets and the best seats in the synagogue. I tell you, I don't want to have places of honor in the banquets because they always put me next to the flower girl and I'm feeding her ginger ale. I don't need to be with the honor guests, and to be greeted with respect in the marketplaces, and to have people call them rabbi. But you are not to be called rabbi, for you have one teacher, and all of you are students. I'm a student. A student of what? A student of the Word. A student of the sacraments. A student of the church. A student of Jesus. I'm a student of Jesus. Call no one your father on earth, for you have one Father who is in heaven. One Father who is in heaven. Call no one your Father. And yet, St. Paul says, you have many teachers, but one Father. I have become your Father. So what is this scripture trying to tell us? We are not to call anyone our Father, but we can call people Father. Our Father is in heaven. Hallowed be his name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Nor are you to be called teachers, for you have one teacher, the Messiah. The greatest among you will be your servant, and all who exalt themselves will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be exalted. You know, it's not difficult to humble yourself when you know who you are. That God himself loves you, and he picked you up and took the broken pieces and started to put them back together. It's very important to know that we're humble before the Lord. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you look for people out of the kingdom of heaven, for you do not go in yourselves. And when others are going in, you stop them. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees and hypocrites, for you cross sea and land to make a single convert, and you make the new convert twice as much a child of hell as yourselves. He's getting them mad. He's getting them mad. Woe to you, blind guides, who say whoever swears by the sanctuary is bound by nothing, but whoever swears by the gold of the sanctuary is bound by the oath. You blind fools, for which is greater, the gold or the sanctuary that makes the gold sacred? Of course, the sanctuary. And you say whoever swears by the altar is bound by nothing, but whoever swears by the gift of the altar is bound by the oath. How blind you are! For which is greater, the gift or the altar that makes the gift sacred? So whoever swears by the altar swears by it and by everything on it. And whoever swears by the sanctuary swears by it and by the one who dwells in it. And who's that? The Lord himself. And whoever swears by heaven swears by the throne of God and by the one who is seated upon it. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you tithe in mint and dill and cumin, and have neglected the weightier matters of the law, justice and mercy and faith. It is these you ought to have practiced without neglecting the others. You blind guides, you strain out the gnat but swallow the camel. I'm telling you, this is going to get these people very mad. Jesus telling the Sadducees and the Pharisees that they're blind guides. The one who is our guide is Jesus. And the one who follows Jesus can become a guide by the power of the Holy Spirit. Blind guides were the Pharisees and the Sadducees, and they got Jesus killed. But Jesus didn't stay in the tomb. 3 days later, he rose from the dead. I want to invite you to School of the Holy Spirit that starts the 8th of July until the 14th of July. It is a wonderful time. We're having a man who is interested in the raising of the dead. I've heard him speak, and he's very good. Raising of the dead. And I'm going to tell you, Jesus said, lepers will be cleansed, blind would be healed, deaf would be opened ears, and the people with leprosy would be cured, and they would raise the dead. Thomas Aquinas said to his brothers, if they do not listen to you in the towns that you go, then raise the dead. I tell you, raising the dead, it's not the resurrection, because the resurrection comes with the Lord Jesus Christ. Raising the dead is a resuscitation of a dead person. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done unto me according to your word. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Pray for us, O Holy Mother of God, that we may be made worthy of the promises of Christ. You know, I do need to hear from people. People who hear this every day and has never sent anything to us. We need to pay April's bills. It's already June. We have not paid April's bills. I need to hear from you so that we can pay April's bills and then May's bills. Oh, please, please go to PayPal, inseason.net, go to PayPal and leave a donation. All right, Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. The Pharisees were hypocrites. The Sadducees were hypocrites. They were trying to confuse Jesus. But Jesus has perfect knowledge. He knew exactly how to speak to them and causing them to want to repent. But you know what? Their religion was more important than God. Their phylacteries were more important than God. The Lord be with you and with your spirit. May Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Go now in the peace of Christ. Thanks be to God. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.